This morning, as I began the first stage of a life that each one of us must live, it's the stages of loss, L-O-S-S, loss. Everybody is going to go through a stage of loss. It will be a stage of loss temporary, such as deployment. A stage of loss that we see on earth from the human standpoint as the loss of a loved one through death. But as a Christian, you and I must look deeper than that. We must look to the depth of the promise of Almighty God. God has promised us victory. He didn't say, "I will win this for you." He said, "It's done. It's over. I am in control. I am your God. I am the one that loves you. And I will be the one that's there with you no matter where you are. And no matter what type of loss that you're dealing with." But in the stages of loss over the years of working with so many people that have been broken, I would see within their face the lack of hope. What am I going to do now? I am a Christian, therefore I'm called by God also to teach and to preach His word. Now, many things will go on in the life of a pastor just like they go in the life of any other Christian. There is no difference with us. We all serve Christ. And you and I are each one in that human condition. Our human condition in this generation especially is a mess. Going and focusing on the first stage of loss being shock. And shock comes to us almost as it is just an overwhelming power and we can't move. We're staring out in space. We're locked in on something and there's nothing there. The shock and the trauma that goes on within the heart of each human being goes on in the heart of Almighty God. I'm a child of the King. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you are the child of a King. And when shock surrounds you, I guarantee you, you will hurt just like everyone else. But one thing, like folk who don't know Jesus, you have hope. Lord, I'm broken. And God says, "Let me give you the good memories. Remember the good times. Remember when you hurt yourself and I was there. Remember when all of them said that you can't live and yet I was there because I'd called you to preach. Do you remember all the times that you refused to stand for me when I told you to because you just didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings? I was there." And saying, "Come on, let's grow a little more." Folks, I'm much more concerned about your eternal destination than I am your feelings. I love each and every one of you. But the word of God must be proclaimed loudly, and it must be proclaimed from the rooftops and from the heart of every Christian. It is time that Christians stood up. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that the most and the greatest of all nations is falling prey to the sinful hearts of leadership within our nation. I am sorry and shocked to watch a thriving nation be hurt time and time again by those who say they will take care of you. Shock focuses on when your world collapses. Have you had your world collapse in many situations? Your world collapses when the loss of a friend, the loss of in a marriage, the loss of a child. Do we not think that God does not look at us and see our pain and hurt with us? Did he not hurt on that cross? Did he not feel the pain within your heart and my heart? Did he not say that he was going to complete you and me? And in order for that completion to be done, for the only time since the beginning of, if there time even exists, Jesus Christ looked to his Father and he cried from the cross, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Daddy, Daddy, why?" I could handle it, but I can't handle it without you. The shock. Why did he go through it? Because of you and me. You see, God sent his only begotten Son so you and I can have the freedom. So you and I do not have to worry about, oh, you tripped up here and you tripped up there. You're hell bound. When you have Jesus Christ in your heart, he is your Lord. He is your Savior. It is done. Man can't take it away, neither can Satan. But God looks on and looks once again to the depth of the heart of man. And what does he find? Ecclesiastes 9:12. People can never predict when hard times might come. Like fish in a net or birds in a snare, people are often caught by sudden tragedy. When tragedy hits, it surprises us. Though we know it's coming, at the bedside of a loved one getting ready to pass on, and at that bedside of that loved one, you know that they know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Everything is fine. Christians laugh. Christians hugging one another. And then the final breath is drawn. And all those around weep. And they're shocked. They're shocked because of the loss. The loss of someone so dear. And they stand there in that shock. And they don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. And we as Christians will lift our voice and say, "Lord, please help me. I'm hurting so bad I can barely move. My heart is so burdened that it feels like it can't even pump. All the world has staged a war against Christians. And the Christian sets like a bird in a snare, like a fish in a net, saying, no, that's just the way it is. Galatians 6:2. By helping each other with your troubles, you truly obey the law of Christ. Now, if you want to know what the law of Christ is, it's summed up in one word, and that word is love. You got it? Whatever you do in love through Christ, that's the law. You do it in love. You take care of your family. Why? Because you love them. But I mean, some of them are renegades. Yes, but you love them. And they're your family. And you love them. You do not have a right to encourage them in the ways of the world. Nor do you have a right to stand with them when they get involved in the ways of the world. But you are to be there. When they come home, God looks to us and he says, "I'm here to help you." How many times do we shut down the voice of God within our heart? Those of you who went to the Son of God movie yesterday, all of you who are listening through our broadcast, Don't miss it. Don't miss it. The spark that needs to light the flame back in the Christians in the United States of America can come from anywhere. And God will take a movie and do it. He'll take a story and do it. He'll take a roughneck and do it. He'll take one that has been serving him since they can't even remember when they didn't, and he will do it. The stage of shock, almost so terrified that you can't function. When God looks to your heart, if it were possible for God to be shocked, would he be or would he not? When he looks to you, his chosen few, when he looks to you, what will you do? Will it be to tell the others how they should act, or will you listen to God and get on your right track? God has looked to the world he created. He's looked to the heart of his family. And he realizes the family is moving away. Are they moving away to a foreign star? Are they moving away from the heart of God? If God could be shocked, would he be today? Seeing how his church is only play. For God looks into the depth of man and he says, I'll lift you up. When you're ready, I can. I'll give you the boldness. I'll give you the strength. I'll walk with you right to the brink. But God looks down. Is he shocked at his church? What did he give for you that made you so hurt? Was it so bad what God has done that you and I will not stand for his son? Does he not look down to the depth and see the love that he sowed there from up above? He watched his son go on that cross. And his son cried to him, I want no loss. All you've given me, Father, you promised I can take. So when you think I'm asleep, I'm truly awake. For God says you'll never die. I promise you this. But you're looking to the world for that unknown bliss. The world cannot give what God has already given. The world will not be able to show you a new road to heaven because it is not there. No, it is not there because God declared from before time began, I'm in charge. I'm just waiting for my kin to come on home and be with me. For you see, I stood back and watched my son as he did bleed. He not only bled from his physical demeanor, he bled from his heart for folks who were meaner than Satan himself. As Satan looked on with a smile on his face, it didn't last long. For when God looked down and saw his son had finished the job that he had begun, God says, son, come on home where you belong. I give you the power. I'll give you the love. Finish it up so they can come above. But the Christian today, have we backed away from the true fight of life and decided to play with a world that offers nothing against God, the one who's calling us to that supper? God says, listen, I'll talk to you as an individual. I'll make you strong. I'll give you the love that you need to give to others. It's the same love you receive from up above when you began your Christian walk. Don't quit now. For the nation I gave you is falling down. Because my people who were called by my name no longer listen to the same. You turn your back on my word. You turn your back on my son. And the truth that will hit you is you and I, all the world, the guilty ones. And that guilt will get you. The guilt that we'll see within our own heart as we send our children out into a world that you told them they wanted no part, and yet the world swallows them up like they drank a cup from the evil one, not from God. They would not lift up the word, the truth. The parents said no. The preachers back off. The pastors, the priests, all fade away because they said it'll be better on another day. But listen to God as He touches your heart. It won't be better if you and I don't start. The truth is here. All the facts are clear. God says, I'm coming, but I'm already near. Is it not my son that stands by your side? Is it not from my love in the house you abide? All you have is a gift from me. And yet you turn your back to a world that's just full of glee. They've stopped my word from being preached, but they will never stop my arm that can reach to the depth of hell. But I call on you. Be a Christian. You've been tried. Be true. True to the truth that I've sown in you. True to a love. A true love. That's my venue. I will place in your heart the strength and the power. What are you waiting for? It's already started this very hour. We're watching a nation, you and me. And God is touching His men and women. And He's touching us with the power that through Him can only be. And He says, stand up. Stand up for me. For in my son, you saw him bleed. That's my blood too, says God the Father. I'll guarantee you this, there'll never be another. You know me, says God, and I know you. But does the rest of the world watch you as a Christian just come unglued? Have you chosen to turn your back on the truth? On my love, go back to your roots. For when I first touched your heart and you came to my son, you promised him he'd be the only one. Have we prostituted the word of God and sold our hearts to a world so broad? Do we care anymore? Or do we just talk the game? Will you and I live Jesus like He's already came? I left, I conquered. I'm back with you. I am your spirit, the spirit I promise to you. To your love, I give you my heart. Isn't it time the Christians would start? Must it continue to focus on life from a man and a woman, a husband and a wife? Must it continue that you and I turn away from a God who looks from on high. The time is now, and the end is coming quickly. But God lets us know something. Pay attention to it. He will come as a thief in the night. You'll not know. You can't take flight. For when he steps his foot on the ground, it's all over for all those around. You'll see him come with mighty power. For the one who gave his heart for you will come in God's hour. Man won't know, nor can you suspect. But God says, listen, I came to get you on the track that I called you to be on, my truth for you as an individual, a Christian, one by one, two by two, getting together and standing strong against a world that has gone so wrong. Your children and mine are going to a world that cares less about them than the life filled from the brim of the world. Listen to me, says God, for the preachers won't be long. Their mouths will be shut, and I'll call them home. The truth then will not be heard, for all the truth will be taken from this land. All the power that I have given, I've received back to me. What on earth are those on the world going to do without you, you and you as a Christian, proclaiming the truth of God's word, understanding something? Are not you and I more important than that bird? God says, listen, I attended the funeral of all the birds that fly, but you're more important than all in the sky. I watched my son die just for you. Now it's your turn. What will you do? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, oh Father, give us strength to stand and wisdom to take your word. Forgive us, Father, for we as your children have so often turned our back on your truth and refused to stand for your love. We ask now, dear Lord God, that you touch each of us in the way that only you can. Help us, Father, for we watch as the nation you have given us fall prey to the world at large and all the evil. Father, forgive us that we are afraid so often to speak your name in public because of ridicule. Afraid we'll be killed, Father, because we said Jesus and those who don't believe in him. Well, touch their heart, Father, and forgive them. For I heard from your son as he cried out, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. We ask, Father, touch our church with your hand. Give us the power that we might, Father, through your love, speak to the heart of man. It's a prayer that is yours, oh, through and through. It's from a human heart. And you're the only one that'll know what to do. Forgive us. Give us strength and courage and holy boldness. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.